Today's daf is daf Yud Beis. We are on the bottom of Yud Aleph and Beis of the Gemara. Quote from the Mishnah, two dots around 8 lines up. Tahor v'tamei noser pigal aser. These are some of the statements a person might say to create a iser nether using these. So the Gemara asks, Bai Rami bar Chama harei alai kebaser zivche shlamim la'acher zvikas damim mahu. Person says that this is such a piece of bread, and this kikar will be on me, like the meat of shlamim after the zrikas damim. What's the din? What happens after zrikas damim? If you look towards the bottom, actually, there's not even a run here. Let's see. So if you look at, there's a Tosfos here. Tosfos comments. You see the Tosfos. Kibasar zivchei shlamim la'achar zrikas damim. He explains shekvar hutar basar. The basar already at that point is mutter. Dichsiv v'dam zvachecha. The blood of these vechas yishafech means you should sprinkle it. Basar tochal, and then the basar is permitted. The Afagabi points out the kol kama delo miktari emor melo mishai basar achila. Wait a second. The basic halach of shlamim is there are three types of karbanah. Let's just background for a second. There's ola, chatas, and shlamim are three basic types of karbanas. Ola, everything goes entirely on the carbon. Kulo hikter, kulo kolio. Then there's the chatas, which only the kohanim get to eat, and then part of it goes to the mizbeach, and then the shlamim, everybody gets a part of it. That's one of the pshatim Rashi says, why shlamim? Shlamim means it's everyone gets a piece. Kohanim, the baal, and the mizbeach. So the baal and the kohen only get to eat the shlamim after the blood's been sprinkled. So now Tosfos points out, wait a second, not only the blood needs to be sprinkled, but also the various evarim have to be thrown onto the parts of the limbs, have to be thrown in the mizbeach also before the baal and kohanim can eat it. I'm sorry, I'm reading the Rush, yeah, sorry. I said Tosas, I meant the Rush. So this is all the Rush. Let's back up for a second. So the Rush says, Kibasar zivchei shlamim la'achar zrikas damim. Shekvar hutar habasar, the basar is ready mutter after you sprinkle the blood. The dam tzvachecha yishafech, that you pour or sprinkle the blood. And then habasar tochal, says the pasuk, then you may eat the meat. So the Rush asks, V'afagav the chokama de lo miktari emarim lo mishar basar chila. Wait a second, you can't eat it until you've also thrown the limbs on the mizbeach. He says, "Lo psikalei lememar." They wanted to say this. La'achar k'taras ha'imurim, da'amim b'psachim ki lesnau ki gonchinit bo'avdu lo ma'akvim. It's not really. It's not a psak. It's not across the board because there are certain instances. If you lose the limbs or become tamei, then you may eat it. If the limbs are still available and accessible, so then you have to throw the emurim on in order to eat the basar. But in an instance where it becomes tamei or lost, then the fact that you didn't throw the emurim will not prevent you from eating it. But the zrikas damim is ma'akiv across the board. So that's why they didn't give the example of emurim, but ein hachanami, if there are emurim, one has to throw them on the mizbeach before one can eat it. So now that we're saying after the shlamim, after the rather the sprinkling of blood, the shlamim is mutter to eat. So a person says, I want this kikar to be like the basar shlamim after the sprinkling of blood. What's the din? So what's the shayla? It should be mutter.
Why would anybody say that?
So right. Well, that's another question. Why anyone would say that? I mean, that's a David question. It's, who would ever do this? But so what's the halacha? Either kamar b'hadin lishna. If you just said the way they just explained that question in that exact language, beheter kamatis. What's the shaila? That's behetera. That after these zrikas damim is completely mutter. So that couldn't have been the shaila. So rather, the gemara says, you know what the shaila is? Elokagon de maches basar zivchei shlamim. Maches lashon of like noach. It's placed in front of you. There's a piece of shlamim that's placed in front of you. But it's a piece of shlamim. Rashi, the Ran Rat adds the machis baser zevach shlamim kamei achas zrikas damim. So there's a piece of shlamim that's mutter to be eaten right now. It's after the zrikas damim, and also says the gemara machis de teragabe. And then there's a piece of kikar which is also mutter. Now they're both mutter to me, but one is just a regular piece of bread, and one comes from shlamim, although it's mutter now. And Omar, then the guy says zekaze, this should be like that. The bread should be like the baser shlamim, which is now mutter. So what's the shaila? My, what exactly is this guy intending to do? Beikaro kamatvis? Beikaro lashon of not ikar, but really meikaro from the beginning? Is he being matvis on the beginning of the shlamim, when it was usser, the initial point when it was usser? Or beter kamatvis, or is he being matvis on the now, the present, where it's actually mutter, in which case it will not create an isser?
Maybe he says that he has to be tahor to eat it, the other one, unless he has to be tahor to eat the first one.
He has to be tahor to eat it.
Around.
Me in the bottom here, right? The Ran's going to address this question.
Oh,
So the Ron on the bottom says, so that's the Shaila though. When he says, when he wants to be Matfis on this Basar Shlamim, is it he's being Be'ikara, the initial Be'ikara when it was Asar Shlamim, or the now when it's Mutter? So look at the Ron now, four lines from the bottom. Be'ikara kon Matfis. Be'isura Shaya Kodum Zukash Damim. What he's referring to, the Tzad, the Sage Asar, is he going back to the initial point of Shlamim being Asar? Vikid the Kasha, there are those who ask, I guess that's, I skipped a line, yeah? No, Vikid the Kasha. So those who ask, like Ricky asked, Afilu Tim Talomar, the Behetera Kamatvis, even let's say he's referring to the Hetera. Right now, currently, the Shlomim is Mutter to eat. Maybe saying, Kilomar Sheyehe Kazem Mamish, the Machis Kamai, like the Basar Shlomim that's in front of him. Akati Leasar, it should, Litasa, it should be As, it should Asa the bread, to Asa Litame Machmas Nidro. Because just like the Basar Shlomim, although it's Mutter for a regular person to eat, it's Asa for Tame, so that Isser for Achiz Tuma should now apply to this Kikar. That's the Shaila. Visu Kasha, another question he asks, Visu Akshi, V'ha Ikanami Chaze Shok, She'asher Lazar Machmez Nidro. Now in this Basar Shlomim, although it's Mutter, to me the Baal, it's Asher, I cannot eat the certain parts. I can't eat the thigh, I can't eat the Chaze, the chest area. This Asher, it's only Mutter Turkoin. So not everything's Mutter, it's not completely Mutter, there's certain things that are Asher, so that should be enough to be Matvis all over to the Kikar. That's the Ran Shaila. So he answers, L'didi lo kasha. It's not a problem to me, says the Ran. D'machmas nidro roi hayashe asr l'chol. If it's based on the neder, the initial neder making the shlamim, so then that initial shlamim, the neder and the shlamim, is enough to asr to everyone this piece of bread, the hu ha akta shay v'asr yakuliyama, because the initial neder shlamim was asr to everybody before zrikas damim, that could transfer over to the kikar. But Ella, if you're going to say, to the basr zrikas damim, pakal nidro. Once you've done Zrikas Damim, the initial neder of Shlamim is no longer in existence. The Isura, what? But isn't there still some level of Isra that remains? The Isura, the Tzmeim, Udechaze Veshok, the Isra of the Shlamim Tamei who cannot eat it, and the Isra of Azar eating the Chaze Shok, La Mishum Nidruhu, that's not because of the initial neder that I made on the Shlamim, that neder doesn't exist anymore. Because if the reason why the Chazi Shok is still Asr, and the reason why it's still Asr to Tame is based on the initial Ned of Shamim, then it should be Asr to every single person. It should be in the Isr and the Chefsa. It should be intrinsic. But it's not intrinsic. So we see it's not that same Isr of Neder anymore. Ella, what's the Isr? Ella Isura, who the Rami Rahman Allah, the Torah through another Isr, a separate Isr, not a Neder. Vahainu Tami Nami. Fine, so let's stop there for a second. So that's how he explains your question, that the Isr that remains of Chazi Shok and the Isser for Tmeim is not based on the initial nether. It's a separate Isser entirely. And we learned in the beginning of the Ran, the only way HaTfasa works, if I want to make a Kikar to do a Tfasa from something else, that source has to be something that's a Dabar HaNidor. That was a nether in the first place, like the actual Shlomim. But something that's just Aser, like pig is Aser, or the Chazet Shok is Aser to Zarim, that's not a Dabar HaNidor, so therefore it's not going to be Chal after the Zrikas Damim. So let's continue reading here. In the Ran, so the Ran further says, "V'hainu taimanami dematvis b'tshumas lach metoda lach hazrikas damim." When you bring a carbon toda, it's accompanied by a number of 40 breads, and there's also tshumas lach metoda. Four of them go to the kohanim. So after you've sprinkled the blood and your matvis b'bechor lach, so he's not explaining all this, I guess. Right. Okay. So that if your matvis on the tshumas lach metoda, or matvis bebechor, which goes to the kohanim, lach hazrikas damim, when it's mutter to eat, although it's also for me as a non-kohen, lo mitaser, it won't be working as a hatfasa, kidemuchach sugin, like besamach, like the sugi is clear. Afagav dasir lizarim, even though I cannot eat lach metoda, chuma lach metoda, even though I cannot eat bechor, it's also to me, vishum dechevin the shari le kohanim, since it's mutter to kohanim, I sur la machmas nidrohu, it's not based on the nether, shilukain haya asr lekol, if it was based on the nether, it should be an isr chefsa asr to everybody. Ella says the Ran, Yisur hu the Rami Rachmanala, the Torah threw this Isser on top of it, the Chimatis Baba Davar Asr Kamatis. And when you're being Matvis on it, it's being Matvis on Davar Isser, not on Davar Nidor. Okay, so that's the cloud the Ran says for us. And now let's go back to the Gemara and try to understand, let's try to prove this point here. Just trying to see if the Tosa Rush is anything different. We've seen. Okay, I don't think so. So the Gemara, the last line of Yud Aleph Amud Beis says, Amar Rava, Toshma, let's bring you a proof from the following. Noser, Nosar u'pigol. The Brisa said a person is being matvis and Noser u'pigol, that Hatfasa will work on this bread and make the bread asr. B'ha Noser u'pigol la'achar zukas damimum. Let's understand this. Nosar and Pigo, let's forget Pigo for a moment. Nosar, what happens with Nosar? Nosar, I bring a carbon, I shecht it, I sprinkle the blood, let's do the whole thing. I catch the blood, I bring it to the mizbech, I sprinkle the blood on, the meat now is motor for me to eat. If I waited for shlamim more than 2 days, or for chadas more than 1 day, that becomes Nosar now. So that Nosar is after it's already been mutter at some point. So it's similar model to that of the shlamim. Where after zrikas damim, the basar's mutter, Nosar, before Nosar hits in, it was mutter at one point, then it turns back into Nosar. So the Gemara says now, v'ha Nosar pigol la'achar zrikas damim. It's after zrikas damim, yet still works. So what does this mean? So if you look at the Ran says, ha Nosar pigol la'achar zrikas damim. Istilogarsi pigal. Some don't are not goris pigal here. Share micheven chinis pagel in zrikaso matiraso. Pigal's about machshava.
He doesn't have a moment of.
Exactly, it's never mutter. Exactly, that's the point. Eleminosar kaparach. The question is only from the nosar, which did have a moment of kosher. The iser nidra pakale bezukas damim. The moment you take, let's say, the shlamim and you sprinkle the blood, it's now mutter. There's no longer the iser node anymore. Afil hachi tanan da aser ama bikaro kematis. The Isser Noser that exists is not based on the Neder of Shlomim anymore. It's a different Isser. It's an Isser that Rachman Rami Ale. It's an Isser that the Torah threw on top of it. The Shlomim now, I made this animal Shlomim, that's a Neder. If I mat this on this Shlomim, it's going to be Aser to Hatvasa because it's Davar Hanidur onto my bread. Zrikas Damim, it's now Mutter. If I'm going to mat this on this Davar Mutter directly, it's going to be Mutter. There's nothing to talk about. If it becomes Noser later on, that Noser has nothing to do with the initial Neder. It's not a Davar Hanidur, it's a Davar Isser, and that won't work. But yet the Torah still says, if I am matis on a davar nosar, it will be a good hatvasa, it will be asr, but it's not a davar neither. Elamai must be that even after the fact, it still travels back to the initial point of being a davar neither. So to by shlomim, even though now shlomim after zrikas damim is mutatid, it still has the history of being a davar neither, and that's enough for hatvasa to work. That's the raya that they try to bring initially. Now, just to save the girsa here, the Rashi, the Mefarish, says a little bit differently in terms of maintaining the girsa of Pigo. He says, the top Rashi, the top Mefarish, ha nosar la'achar zrikas damim hu, de itzar, de nosar havi, de isar nosar, de nitosar chutz lezmano, shel nechel. You ate it beyond the time that you're supposed to, or was at least left over beyond the time it was supposed to be eaten. U'pigol sheyata chutz lemichitaso. The pigle here is defining differently. Not the pigle that we classically think it as, of wrong machshava, like the coin has, but was it walked outside the mechitza, it left the area of the azara.
In that case,
it's machakar. In that case, there's a machokas, or by pigle.
That it's not. Only out of time is karas. Out of place is not.
Right, nosar is, and makomo, but typically right. Pigle is usually about the machshava, right. Not about, this is the din of yotze, really. In fact, he calls pigol this yote, call him pigol. That's a discussion.
Very often they mixed up the pigol and yote.
Right. So these are discussions in Zvachim. Okay. So that's the shaila of the Gemara. So the Gemara now says two lines from the top in Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Amalei Rav Huna Breid Rav Nasan Benosa Shel Ola. We're dealing with the Nosa Shel Ola, the leftover from an Ola. So what's the significance of that? So says the Ran, Benosa shel Ola, the Afilu Tim Salomar de Bdahashta Kamatvis. Even if you're doing the now, the present moment where it's Nosar, Akadi Nidre Lo Paka, the Ha Ola Asura Afil Achazuka. There's never a moment where the Neder was removed because there's never a moment of Heter for Ola.
Is there such a thing as Nosar and Ola?
Right, that's a good kasha. Nosar is only when there's a Davar Heter to eat.
Right.
So what's considered Nosar? So let's see what they explain here. I was thinking the same thing as I was reading through this. Let's see. Anything on the side to talk about this?
It's calling Nosar if it, whatever was left over that should have burned it and he didn't.
So the moment you shecht it and now you're supposed to have a certain amount of time.
He has Yom Zrikata Adam ve'hadayla, meaning he has the day and the night to burn it.
Uh-huh.
After that, it will be considered okay. Nosar, even though he cannot eat it.
Okay, fine. So that's the Isser of Nosar. So that's Nosar Sha'ola. That's what we're talking about. Again, where there's never a Shas Kosher, and therefore the Dover, the fact that it was a Ned there in the first place as an Ola, it continues to exist even at the moment of Nosar. So Amalei, so that's the case. If we're talking about the Nosar, I'm talking about an Ola rather. Imkain listen, b'basar Ola. Why speak about Nosar? There's no difference of the Ola itself versus the Ola after Zrikas Daman versus the Nosar of Ola. It's all one Isser continuously throughout. So why
choose? The Nosar has no, right? The Nosar has no relevance here.
Yeah, it doesn't change anything. It's Nosar Sha'ola, same thing as the Basar Sha'ola.
Right.
It was Asar when I made the Nether and Asar now.
Right, nothing changes when it's...
So, explain to the Gemara, I'm just looking at whether it's worthwhile seeing this around for a second here. Okay, so the Gemara answers as follows. Lo mi bai kamar. It's a lo mi bai, meaning lo mi bai basar ola da asar da haba carbon kamatvis. Needless to teach us that if your matvis in a carbon ola, it's obviously going to be a good hatvasa, and they will create an iser nether. There's no question. That wasn't a shiloh. But no so pigal da ola istich. You need to teach that particular case. The sakadai techamin, I would have thought ki iser no sir, ki iser pigal. When I say nosar of ola, there's a having to think. I'm not talking about the nosar of this particular ola. I'm talking about the nosar in general. And nosar in general is not a davar neither, it's a davar ha iser. Even though this particular ola, the nether still is present there, the nether never goes away. But if I mean mafis on the davar aser, the nosar part, that nosar has nothing to do with the nether. So you would think maybe it wouldn't work. I'm not being matfis on the object of the carbon. I'm being matfis on the iser of nosar. The iser of nosar does not a davar hanider. That's, I believe, the havamina. We'll read what the Rishonim say here. Kamash v'lan, no. When the person is being matfis on the nosar of ola, he's in essence being nosar. He's being, in essence being matfis on the neder that exists still within the ola, even though it's nosar. So let's see how the Rishonim explain this. I don't see a Ron explaining this. Let's see.
So Shara Isur Notaru Figul Hem Asurim Shehatura Asara Asra Ina Mahmad Neder.
Ah. So you see, look through this the Rashi, the Mefarish here. See the Mefarish, Ela Nosar Upigal Isirchle. We'll read the next few together.
Because it never has a moment of
So let's see what he says. El nosar pigal istarchlay. The aimad iser nosar v'chulei kamatvis. Maybe he's being matvis on the iser itself.
The
Rashi. V'lo mitase, he says the next Rashi, and it shouldn't be aser. D'lo havi neder k'tabin l'meim l'kaman. There's no iser neder shehe kamatvis b'davar hanider lo b'davar aser. K'vashvon hide the kamar nosar pigal lav iser nosar pigal kamar. Not iser kamoso. Is that referring to the general iser in the Torah of nosar? El benosar mamish, upigal mamish avi davar neder. On this actual nosar, this actual pigal, on this object, this carbon, which is a davar neder. So since it's nosar mamish on the chepsa, and this chepsa of carbon ola has a neder, it was made from a neder, it's considered davar neder. So again, the having is, he thinks he's being matvis on the iser that exists in the Torah, which is an iser Torah, not an iser neder. Kamash Bam, he says, no sir, ola is referring to this particular ola, and this particular ola is considered a davar hanider, even though currently it's no sir, but he's being matis on the davar hanider. Okay. Anything in the Russian Tosos on this?
The difference between davar isur and davar hanider is that davar hanider has a moment of echshar. Is that the main issue? Or
no.
Or is it a conceptual thing?
No, davar hanider is something that was created by man. Davar us is created by the Torah.
Uh-huh. So that's the main...
Yeah.
So if somebody says, let this be like Ola, that's considered Davar Isra or Davar Nidur?
Davar Nidur. You created that Ola. If I make this table into Hektish, I created this Hektish. This is, I created that
Isra. Because I was marked this Ola.
Correct.
That's the only reason.
Correct. The sign that's already Usr, so a pig is already Usr, that's not Davar Nidur. I didn't create that Isra. The Torah made it.
But we hold it, says this is like pig. We accept it or we don't? Does it
you don't accept
we
don't. It. So you have to figure out how all these cases work. We haven't seen Tama yet. Tama, how that fits in, you have to figure that out. It has not been addressed. But that's the basic understanding, I think. Okay.
So even though someone says, it, like Nosar, the understanding is, it's really like the underlying carbon, which then allows the Nosar to be created.
Exactly, right. So I guess something would be relevant, something similar to that. And also, let's say an animal becomes treif or nevela. So nevela and treif are davar asur min haTorah. It's not davar hanida. I didn't create that iser. But initially, the animal it was a cow. There's a kosher cow. Now it becomes asur because of treif or nevela. Would that be davar? Well, I guess there's no davar hanida there.
It's similar to pico.
Right, but there's no davar by the cow. There's no davar hanida though. has to be, okay, it has to be something davar nidr that changes form into something that's awesome in the raisa. Which one?
Also at a certain point.
Davar nidr.
Davar nidr.
Exactly. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says, asks the question, Meisive. Ezo iser ha'amur b'tara. What's the iser that the Torah refers to? So, Amar harini shelo ochel basar. I'm not going to eat meat. Shelo ashayayin. I won't drink wine. Kiyom shemes ba'aviv, the day my father died. Kiyom shemes ba'rabu, like the day my father died, Rebbe died. Kiyom shenarek ben Gedalia ben Achikam, the day Gedalia had been killed. Kiyom sharisi Yushlaim mechurvana, or like the day I saw Yushlaim in destruction. The Amar Shmuel, the Hushanidar Bosayom, and it's particularly talking about a case where he is on that day of the yurtzeit of one of these people. So, Heichidami, Lav Kigon Dekai Bechad Beshaba Demes Bavua. It's not referring to where he is standing on the first day of Shabbos, Sunday, let's say, where his father had died. And Ba'afagav Deika Tuva Chad Beshaba Deatera Bukatani Asr. Even though there were many days in between that were mutter. So we'll have to read the Rishonim in a second, but basically the way I'm understanding right now is he's standing on, his father died on a Sunday. And a few years later he says, you know what, I want to take upon myself not to drink wine, not to eat meat on the day of the yahrzeit. That's the person says. But it takes place years later. So there are many Sundays in between where it was mutter. So can he go back, and when he says the day his father died, is that going back to the initial time? Now, by the way, I think the assumption here is that the day of the yahrzeit, I guess, it, no, that's assumption, that's vada. The day a person's father dies, he cannot drink meat and drink wine and eat meat because he's an onin. So that was usher then. Now all the Sundays afterwards are going to be mutter. Then he wakes up 4 years later and says, you know what, I want it to be like that day. So he's referring to the initial day where it's usher, like the davar nidor, let's say. I'm not sure why this is quite davar nidor. Or is he going all the days after, that's mutter, like the similar parallel case to the shlomim. I'm not sure why this is called in davar nidor. Let's see what the Rishonim say here. So let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says, around six wide, a medium wide lines down, the koi b'chad b'shabas demes b'avua. Near be'enai, actually no, I should do the previous one, right? Hushinidah b'oso yom, that Ran, the two medium wide lines down. Kasaka da'itach, the ha'amina here is, shenadah b'oso yom shemes aviv, he's standing on the day, he made the statement was the day of the yahrzeit of his father, shelo yochal basar, he says that he's not going to eat meat, v'chein nadar b'hamachas, has to be a case where he already previously made a nether before. One time he made a nether, shelo yochal basar b'yom shemes bo, gedalia. He made such a nether beforehand. It wasn't a nether forever, it was a one-time nether. V'achshav now, matnes yom acher, kios yom, now he wants to make another nether, piggybacking off the previous nether he once made.
It seems that he made the nether the day the father died.
Right, or the day of the Tom Gedalia.
Or
the
Rav died. Right.
Sounds like it was a time before Tom Gedalia.
Exactly right. Tom Gedalia wasn't always taking upon ourselves to fast, right. Well, I mean, exactly. It was the day of when Gedalia was killed, but it wasn't yet accepted to be Tom Gedalia. Right. Now, the Chayim did not the Bimikar, since he already made a nether beforehand, Havle Hashem Matis B'davar Nidor. So now it's Davar Nidor. But there's so many days in between where he hadn't taken the nether, so he's being Matis on the initial time, or is he being Matis on the later dates, which are Mutter? Okay. And let's read the next round. The Kai B'chab B'Shabbos D'meis B'Avua, near Be'enai says the round, D'Hachi Perusha. Shomer B'Yom Echad B'Shabbos Shu B'Yom Shemes B'Av. If he's standing on a day of the week, a Sunday, let's say, where his father had died, Ulamin Chadashim Kigon. It could be also the day of the month. Kon Echa B'Shabbos Rishon Shal Nisan. It was the day of the week and the day the first day of Nisan. Yom Zeh Alayk Yom Echa B'Shabbos Rishon Shal Nisan. Sound like he said it's somewhat of a gear here. It sounds like he's on the yahrzeit. He stands also on the yahrzeit later on. V'Avagav Dika Tuva B'Chab B'Shabbos Dehetayr. Even though there are many Sundays between from now, from this point all the way back to when the initial yahrzeit was, V'Katani Aser, and we say it's Aser. Shmamina be kara kamadvis. He goes back to the initial point, that first nether that was made. Okay, and the rest around it, I think we could skip for now. I thought there'd be something shown here on the side which would discuss the dinam of yahrzeit. I guess not.
But it seems from the hara that he makes around is that normally there is no Easter. It's just that he himself took upon himself to do tainus and not to have yain on the day the father died.
Exactly. Yeah. So I just saw the rush now. See the rush. For me, it's a few narrow lines up. It's Dibur Maslo Kiyom Shemes Ba'aviv. He says Orcha de Milsa It was. It makes sense. It's proper for a person to undergo some pain and maybe self-inflicted pain to refrain from wine and meat and stuff. That's what he says. But orchel milsa only. It's not a minag, not a halacha. It's much less than that. That's what he explains here. And it's also very limited to only wine and meat. Okay.
Did we
say Shmuel? So Shmuel just qualified by saying he's on the day of that day of the month, or perhaps on that very yahrzeit. And he says, but years later, once the initial yahrzeit, he took upon himself not to drink wine and eat meat. And 4 years later, he wakes up and says, I want to do that again. So we say it's us, even though there's so many days in between where it's mutter, it goes back to the mikaro, the initial point where it's aser. So going back to our case of shlamim, even though now the shlamim is mutter, when you're matfis on the shlamim, it should go back to the ikaro where it was a davar hanidur and therefore aser. That's what the Gemara asks. Because initially we said beforehand that, right, why is this a question as opposed to a proof? It's before we assumed. I'm not sure why it seems like a proof to me, but let's see. So, and the response back is, where we the four lines up, the Shmuel Hachid. What Shmuel means to say is as follows: Amar Shmuel v'hushan idar uba me'osa yom ve'elach. It's where he took a neder and he comes from that day on. So let's look at the Ran. Ran explains Mishani the Shmuel Hachid Mar Amar Shmuel v'hushan idar uba me'osa yom ve'elach. Kolomar shekol yimei echad b'shabbos she'avru alav shein kiyom shemes ba'aviv neser alav b'neder. All the Sundays in the past had been already aser to him, like the day of the yahrzeit. A situation where there are no yamim haterim. He had been taking upon himself a iser from the day of the yahrzeit until now. He just wants to be most onto it even further. So that's how we wiggle out of that. There's not the same structure as the case of the shlamim. Okay, weiter now. Then the Gemara says on the bottom, Amar Ravina. Ravina tries to bring a proof. Tashma. Kichalas Aaron ukuchumaso mutter. What's chalas Aaron? What's chumaso? So the Ran explains, Kichalas Aaron kuchumaso, two lines up, mutter. Diafa gav di bekriya shem mitasre. Even though by calling that a shame it's aser. Kame shenu aser l'chol davar aser mikre. So Chalas Aaron doesn't tell us what they are, but Chalas Aaron, I think, refers to the lachme, the challah that you mafresh, hafreshes challah from bread. Does anyone say this?
Yeah.
Rabbi Artskel. Okay. Let's see. So I see at least the Mefari says, you see, Tashma Chalas Aaron Ukshumaso. He says, Chuma Gedola, that's the Chuma Gedola, that's initial Chuma, the 140th, 150th, 160th you give to a Kohen. Ochumas Meiser is when the Levi receives Meiser, he has to give another Meiser to the Kohen from his own Meiser. Either one of those, that's what we're referring to according to the Farish. Dainu Davar HaAser, that's Davar HaAser, not Davar HaNidr. Umidikamar Kuchumaso Mechlal Deika Chuma, Dimatvis Be Havi Aser, Hainu Chumas. Okay, we didn't get to that part yet. Who says Chala? Great Tosos here, by the way. There might be also the rush. You see the Tosos on the bottom here? Kichalas Aaron Chumaso Mutter. Mishum de lo havi davar hanidur. These things are not considered davar hanidur. Chum is not considered davar hanidur. So the obvious question is, what do you mean it's not davar hanidur? I'm the farmer. I take my tevel. I mafresh chuma. I just was makdish as chuma. I made a nether. This chuma is nether. So Tosa asks this question. In Tomar, halo kedushas chuma chala yedei dibor frafrasha. If through my speech I've created a chuma, isn't that davar hanider? Imkin havi davar hanider. He asks, and he answers, Yeshlomar mikom makom ein ha'iser shebet chuma ba ayedei hafrasha. It doesn't come about based on my hafrasha. You guys familiar with this chakira?
Shchita, you have a similar thing, right? Shchita is the thing right after what Behemoth was before.
It's a similar model, whether it's a one iser into a new iser, right? Avram and Achai into the lack of Zvicha, Tosis and Ramam. But it's more precisely about Chuma. Familiar with this one, about Chuma? Iser Tevel. So there's an Iser Tevel. When I go to my backyard and I collect all my apples and whatnot, so it's Tevel now, and so I'm Mafresh Chuma. and I'm mafresh chuma now, so that chuma is still aser.
Right, he's not creating a new. He's not creating a new iser. All he's doing is matir the rest of it once he takes this one.
Exactly. So that's how Tosfos understands this.
Interesting.
That the reason why tevel's aser is because there's actually chuma in this tevel. It's somewhere in the chuma exists.
Right.
Or I don't care. I exist. I'm just being megala that this is the chuma. I'm being choosing this is the chuma, and once I decide the chuma, now this mimela becomes mutter. So hafrash is not being mafresh. But that's a machlok. It's rishonim.
That's like dimua.
Exactly, exactly. Dimu is like a model of this. So and there's certainly, there's a Gemara Nida, which seems to indicate this. This is a big machlokas Rishonim. Other Rishonim say that no, the Isser Tevel is a separate type of Isser. When I'm Mafresh Chuma, I've created the Chuma. And now, if I'm creating Chuma, you have to answer this question. I'm creating Chuma, why is this not considered Davar HaNidur? I see the Rush asks this question also. He says the same exact answer as Tosfos. So what would you say, though, if you assume that Chuma is being, if Hafrash is actually being Makdish?
The Ron seems to be trying to address that.
Oh, maybe that's the point. You're right. The Ron, now we can look back at the Ron and appreciate him better. He says, even though Kriyas Shem Mitasra, even though the Hafrash is creating the Isser Chuma, very good, he's creating the Isser Chuma, so therefore it's Davar Nidor. Kevin she'eno asa l'chol davar asa mikri. It goes back to what his sheet is before him. Since it's not asa to everybody, Kohanim may eat it. It's not intrinsic to this chuma. It's not considered davar hanidar. It's considered a davar ha'asa. And that's somewhat of a technical point, how he gets out of this. But that's very good. That's machlok. It seems to be machlok is Ran versus Tosfos and Rush about the nature of tevel and chuma, and then how it fits into nedarim. Now back,
does he say the same thing by challah?
Does he say the same thing by challah?
Challah tevel before you take
I think it has a certain dinim of tevel. I don't remember. I think it has a certain dinim of tevel. I think the Gemara in Nida actually is referring to, talks about even before chuma by challah, chuma is actually within the challah. And the Gemara, the Pesukim refer to chuma as challah and challah as chuma, and there are a lot of dinim that they overlap, but there are differences between them. He's not addressing challah. Who says challah? You said that, I thought pshat here was challah in the Gemara.
Yeah, the first one is challah.
First one is chala, huh?
When it says kechalas aaron,
that's the first chala. Okay, that's chala. And chumas refers to chuma gadol or chumas maaser. Fine. So now back to our overall point here, though. So here we're talking about again chalas aaron, the chala, hafrash chala and chuma. These things are mutter. These are not considered davar hanidur. But what we could infer from this, says the Gemara, is habuk chumas lach meitolda aser. But if it's lach meitolda, what's lach meitolda? We said before when it comes to, let's see, Rashi, the Ran rather says this. Around the last line of the Amud, Hakuchumas Lach Metolda, Chala Achas, Shayotomikol Eser, Chala Shakol Min Sheba. There are 40 Chalas that were brought for the carbon Toda. There are four types, 10 of each of the four types. Of each of the four types, one of them goes 1/10 of each of the four types. I'm sorry if that's confusing with all the numbers. One of the 10 go to the Kohanim. So the Kohanim end up getting four. They're called Lach Metolda, Chumas Lach Metolda. And they're Aser because they have a Matvis Badavar Nidur, explains the Ran. So what's the problem? What's the raya here? V'ha chumas lach meitodah l'achar zrikas damim hi. These are, the chuma takes place after you've already sprinkled the blood of the carbon toda. And the Ran explains on the top, ha chumas lach meitodah l'achar zrikas damim hi. Dechemin de lach meitodah lo shari b'achila ad l'achar zrika. You cannot eat the bread until after you've sprinkled the blood of the toda. Lama yitar mosam kol nachem. Why would you do the chuma beforehand? U'mitakatani Aser shramina debikar kematvis. So we're referring to, now the Ran's kind of telling us, it's not a halachic thing, by the way, that you separate the chumas. Apparently the way it would work is, after you do the zrikas damim, then you deal with the 40 chalas and separate them and give them to the kohanim. Now the Ran's not saying there's a halachic thing to separate it after the zrikas damim, it's a practical thing. Why in the world would you separate the four before zrika if you can't actually eat them, so you separate it afterwards. So we're dealing with post-zrika, and when you're matvis on the chumas lach metoda, the implication is that it would be a good hatvasa. But the question is why, right now, it's mutter to be eaten. Chumas lach metoda, it's mutter to eat, but yet it still goes back to the meikaro. That's the question of the Gemara. Right, the Rush is the same thing also. That they weren't in regilis litten on the coin ad acher, they wouldn't give it until after the sprinkling of blood. Not because halachically, but because just practically speaking. See if anybody argues. It seems like a point that one would argue on. But I don't find anybody who's arguing this. Okay, fine. So what's the response? The Gemara says, Ema kitchumas halishcha aser. No, the implication that should be made is that only when it comes to chumaso and chalasa v'ka'aron is a mutter. But chumas halishcha, that if your mouth isn't chumas halishcha, that would be aser. So what's chumas halishcha? Says the Ran. Ela ema ha kitchumas halishcha aser. Chumas halishcha shehayu tormim mimalos halishcha mimalin shalosh kupos. They would take from the fund all the money in the shkalim that was given to the Beis Hamikdash, and they take from those shkalim and use them to buy the various karbanos. So if you're being matfis and chumas halishcha, that would be a gut hatfas and aser. But says the Gemara, aval, if you're chumas lach metoda my mutter, we weren't referring to chumas lach metoda. You made the wrong inference, and chumas lach metoda inachnami would be mutter because you're being matfis on the current state where it's mutter and not the mi'ikaro. Okay. Seems like there's a lot that can be said here, but I'm not really seeing anything on the side. Okay, so the Gemara says now, if that's the case, and this is how we're making the diak here, so lisnei lach metoda v'kol shen shumasa. So the Raisa could have been a better presentation, had taught us explicitly lach metoda's mutter, and then kol shen shuma. Shuma is much more obvious to be mutter. So teach the less obvious case first of lach metoda, and then we'll learn from that that shuma is going to be mutter as well. We'll be davar ha-mutter and not davar ha-nidur. So Gemara says, Hokmashan, so why did it not teach it this way? Hokmashman, that chumas lach metoda, chumasohi. To tell us that chumas lach metoda has a din of chuma. Just like when I go to my farm and I separate chuma to give 1/40th or 1/50th or 1/60th to coin, that's chuma. Also, chuma lach metoda, when I take these four loaves of bread to give it to the coin for my toda, that has the same din as chuma. Now, with respect to which halacha? So if you look, let's say, who talks about this? The Ran. The Ran says, chumasohi, klomer bechlal, I guess that they're to tell me that there's an Isser Zar, just like there's an Isser Zar to Chuma, there's an Isser Zar also to Chuma Lach Metoda. That's how the Rana understands this.
And the other 36 breads, the person who brought the Toda used to eat them?
He would eat them and give them to his neighbors. Now, the Rashi says a little bit different as to why, or in respect to which halacha is chumas lach metoda like chum itself. He explains the last few narrow lines of Rashi. Hakamashma the chumas lach metoda chumasahi ki chuma chashuva davi nami davar ha'aser vein adam yachol hatpis ba davar ha'neder avgav that ba aide neder. The teacher has the same halacha that hatfas won't work on it.
These are the ones that there's only the only ones that 10 are chametz, right? These are the only lachmim in the whole that people bring that are chametz. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
There's nothing else chametz except these, right?
Correct. Okay. Gemara says, Ibai same. Another answer is that chumas lach metoda nami kodem zugas damim hu. Kigon da freshinu belisha. No, maybe we up until now have been assuming that they would only separate the chumas lach metoda after the zugas damim when it was mutter at that moment. But no, really it's a case where it's even before the zugas damim, at the moment where it was usher, where they separated it the moment of lisha while they were kneading it. Okay, and therefore what? That's why it's aser, because it's at the moment it's davar aser. So let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says kigon dafreshinu b'lishayu when they separated while it was kneading. B'din hu d'lishnei lei dafreshinu l'achar afiyasam kodem zikas damim. Really, the case should have been after they baked it, before they sprinkled. That would have been, you know, a very ideal case. Why do they have to make an okimta we're dealing with when it's being kneaded? Sharei afiyasan haisa kodemus. The baking was first. It was actually they baked it before they shechted the animal. If you actually shecht the tard toda before the bread had been baked and turned golden on the outside, it's not kodesh. It won't work. So that's the question. So why in the world are they bringing a case of they separated with the shayo? They could have even separated after they baked it. So you're going to bring a rye from the next part of the Gemara, which we didn't see yet. So what's back to the Gemara? So the Gemara says it's a situation where he had separated during kneading. V'chi ha damer of tuvi bar kisna amar shmul he held lach metoda sha'afan. If you bake the breads bar b'chalos yotzo in four breads you're yotze, meaning without 40. Gemara says, what do you mean? Haksiv arbaim limit. You need 40, not four. The mitzvah is to have 40, but b'di'eved is enough to have four. So. What does this have to do with any kneading here? Okay, so let's look back at the Rana. After the Rana asked that question, he answered the question, so why are we being moke in this case of kneading? It could have been even after baking, because the baking takes place before the Shechita and the Zrika. So the Rana, in the middle of that Rana where I left off, he says, Ella came into Maisi Raya midi Rav Tuvi. We're bringing a Raya from Rav Tuvi that you could bring four loaves of bread. The Matzil Hafrish Kodim Zrika, that you could separate before Zrika, would Rav Tuvi Mayri bidaf Freshino b'lishayu, nakin ami hacha bidaf Freshino b'lishayu. Oh, we didn't finish the rest of the Gemara, that's why. Okay, we're going to see on the continuation that he allows for separating even during the Lisha. So that's why we said, Lisha v'enechanami, if you separated the bread after baking, so that too also would be, still be considered usher, and the hatfasa would work. So back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says again, really our case is talking about where your matvis on Shumas Lachme Toda before Zrikas Damim, and at that moment, since it's before Zrikas Damim, the Shuma is usher, and hatfasa will work. And it's this particular situation where you did the hafrasha when it was being needed. Just like Rav Tuvi says, that a person who bakes four challahs for this is miyote. Ah, don't you need 40, the pasuk says? No, 40 is only for mitzvah, but the average four is enough. And then the Gemara continues to say, v'ha b'ayla mishkal chuma, but if you only have four, you can't separate. You have to do some hafrasha and have shirayim left over. If you only have four, there's no hafrasha. V'chi teima. Maybe you took one of the four and you're yotzei the other three that were there. So you took one. But Hatan, the Mishnah tells us, I presume in Menachos here, Echad mikol carbon shlo yitol mikarbon al chavero. One from each carbon individually. You cannot take one for another carbon. So it's not, it doesn't mean other carbon. There's only one carbon. So the Ron explains here, the first wide line down here, he says, Hatanan, v'hikrivecha mikol karbon, klomer mikol min v'min, from each type of bread, v'afinu m'gzer shava, de'echad me'eser kamar v'havulei arbam, one of 40. So you can't take one of from the other type. The Ran above tells us which the four types are. The Ran says, ha'ksiv arbam, de'ha havu arbasim minin, there are four types. Chametz, that's you said, riki, chala, rikikin, and rivucha. There's types of way they fry them, deep fried, seared and stuff. So those are the four types. One type cannot be owed to the other type. So if you have four loaves only, one of each type, you can't take one for the other because you have to have one from each type to give to the Kohen. Maybe you took off a piece of bread, you broke off a piece, a slice of each of the types and gave it to the Kohen. Well, Tanan, the Mishnah says, you cannot take parts. You can't take a piece of bread, a slice. You have to give a full loaf to the Kohen. So Ella, so what's the case here? How do you have Hafrasha here? Ella, Dafrishinu, Belisha, Deshaka, Chadim Michametz, Chadim Michalos, and Chadim Nirkikim, Chadim Nirvucha. Happened was, you took it when you were kneading them all. During the kneading, there's no issue of Prusa. The Prusa breaking is only when it's once it's baked, and then you break off a piece. But you knead it, you break it up beforehand, you could cook it, bake each one separately, so that's when it's referring to. So here is, you did the Hafrasha before the Zrika. Now again, this is only in Rav Tuvi's understanding that he has this whole situation that you could be yotze with a minimum of four. So to be yotze with a minimum of four has to be where he did hafrasha b'shas lisha. And since he's talking about kesel shas lisha, the Gemara above said it's where he did shas lisha. But as the Ram pointed out, you could even do it after afia, forgetting the Rav Tuvi's understanding of four loaves of bread. Let's say I had 40. I had 40 loaves of bread. And then I baked them. I didn't do the shechita yet. Or maybe I did the shechita, I didn't do the zrika yet. I take one of each and give it to the Kohanim. I'm being Mekai in the din of Hafrasha then, because there are four individual loaves of bread, and that's still going to be before the Zrika. So if I'm being Matvis on the loaves of bread before Zrika, it will be Gerat Fasa, and that would be Aser. So that works on the Diak. The Diak we said before, only Chalasa of Aaron and Chumasa is Mutter, but we were Medaik, but Chumasa Lachme told it would be Aser. When would it be Aser? If it's Kodem Zrikas Damim. Okay.
Would be Aser, yeah.
We're talking about Zrikas Damim here. Okay, let me see. Is there anything here to do? If you look at the Rush here, I just see there's a Kiv Eger here, so let's see what there's to do here. If you see the Rush, Kigon Dafrasha Belisha. So the case was when you separate it when it was being kneaded. Hainu akarchach lefnei zrikas damim. This has to be before you sprinkle the blood, like the Rambam is saying. Shalechem kadosh b'shechitas hazevach. The bread becomes kadosh when you shecht it. Vein shochtin hazevach ad shikarmu paneim betanor. And you can't shecht it until you've baked the bread properly. De'az mikri lechem. Then it's called bread. V'hai dekamer dafrashim belisha lav dafka dekodem shechitas hazevach lo shayach lekosem chumas lachmei toda. Interesting. You don't have to call, before the shechitas hazevach, you don't have to call them It's not shayach to call them Trumas Lachmei Todah, but they're not kadosh. They're not kadosh yet. The only time they become kadosh is when you shecht the zevach. So what are you referring to them as Truma before the zvicha, but during the shlisha? Umat Truma shayach bu. Elamayri shefrishun ben shechit lazrika. He argues on the Tosfos. He says it could only be shayach if you do the hafrasha after Truma before the zrika. But after shechita, before the zrika, v'nira b'damirim b'per kamed the besachim shnei dvarim hamatirin ma'alim zel belozeh halachem kadosh b'shechita levada. V'hai the nakad afrishel lisha. So why they choose lisha? Agad the ma'isi Allah hader of tuvi barkut tekisa. Since you're talking about lisha, fine. But lisha actually, at the moment of lisha, says the Rash, there is no kedusha yet. They can't do truma before there's kadosh. Meaning the bread becomes kadosh, we'll call it, becomes tevel after shechita, and then you take chuma. But you can't have chuma before the shechita, before the kadosh, before the tevel exists. So the Gilin Hashas has a comment here. He points to Gemara. Oh, that's the Gemara Nida there. That's the Gemara Nida about, oh, is it? I think the Gemara Nida about the challah case. He says, look at Tosfos Nida, I don't know what he says there. Timaskal dafer shinhu. Interesting. But it seemed from the Ran, I'm not sure what happens. According to the Ran, you separate first. And is it Kadosh then, or does it become retroactively Kadosh?
I mean, we see from the statement of Rav Tuvi, what was his name?
Rav Tuvi, is it?
Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna.
Mm-hmm.
There is a case of Afreshina Belisha. Right? We see
Afreshina. But it's not Truma, though. He doesn't call it Truma, does he? I mean, we want to know what case of Truma's Lachmei Todah. So according to his actual case, he figured out a way to get four challahs and yotzi four challahs. But in his actual case, those four challahs that you separated are not called shuma.
No, here it says shehu mafrish et tumat lachmei hatodah min ha'isa. V'chein haya oseh. Haya mechin arba isot, echad lechametz, echad lematzah, echad lerkikim, echad lerbucha. V'haya mechalek kol isa le'asara chalakim.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing that he's already in the Isa, he used to separate it.
No, he separated it, but it's not necessarily called Truma yet.
But the Gemara said before, Ba'ilim is called Truma. The Gemara said, says.
Okay. Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky in the back is quoted as asking this question, how could Truma be Chal, according to the Ran, before Shechita? So he quotes the Kutosos and Nida that the Rabbi Kivegar had quoted. He already makes his point. The Tosfos answers apparently, BMS, there is no Truma that's Chal yet. You just mean Miyached, the Challah, that will ultimately become the Truma. But from the Ran, it's clear that the Truma is already Chal beforehand, already now. And the Tzarech Bir. It doesn't give a suggestion for the Ran, though. Okay, that's Tzarechin and the Ran. Now, I'm not sure if it's so clear that the Ran says. Yeah, I'm not sure.
It seems that he, according to this, he was. It's very strange. He used to. The other yam a priestly truma chelik echad mikol echad mirvav mehaminim, right? Ulechar shefrish mikol min umin kedin, haya chozer velash et tishat achalakim anotarim mikol sug yachad, v'yosei mehem lechem echad gadol. He used to put them back together and make one big bread. V'nimtza shelo afa ila arba lachamim. V'derech ze efshar leafrish trumat.
So you need that size, meaning it sounds like whatever amount of flour is necessary, you have to still use, instead of making 40 small ones, you make 40 big ones.
He used to make 40 pieces. He used to take one of each. This is truma, and then he used to mix up each. Not the 40, but each min separately and make it finish together again.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's how they're explaining it. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here, because this next lema, I think, goes well into the next amud.